In this section, we will demonstrate viewing or restoring an earlier version of a file. First, a reminder. The site owner must have enabled versioning for you to access previous versions of files uploaded to SharePoint. As an example, I am going to look at an earlier version of my adverbs file. I go to the current version, open the edit control block and select version history. A new window appears with all the versions in SharePoint for this document. Here is where entering version comments becomes important. If I had a lot of versions, the comments column guides me to the particular version I need. In this case, there are only two, and I am now interested in the earlier version. So, I simply click the date field. If a warning message appears, click OK. Now I can view the contents of that file. Of course, I cannot make any edits to the file in this view. To return to the library, click the browser's back button. Now, let's say I have decided that an earlier version is more correct or more relevant than a current version. To restore an earlier version has a few extra steps. First, you must check out the file. I decided to use the edit control block, but I could use the toolbar. As before, I use the edit control block to open version history. To restore the first version as a current version, I hover over the modified date field, and then click the drop-down arrow. In the menu, click Restore. A warning appears, alerting me that I am about to replace the current version with the version I selected. Click OK. And there it is. Now, let's make this clear, SharePoint did not take the old version and move it to the top. Instead, it generated an entire copy of the old version as a new version, version 3.0. It is comforting to notice that version 2 is still available if you ever need it. Or, you do have the option of deleting that version. Here's how. I hover over its modified date field, click the drop-down arrow, and then click delete. A confirmation message appears. I click OK. Now there is a version 1 and a version 3 of the file. Version 2 is currently in the recycle bin. Now I can close the version history dialog. And then remember to check in the file.